Hachette Audio presents The Putilitarians, Our Year of Thinking, Drinking, Grieving, and Reading. Written and read by Anne Gislason. Preface. From the deck of a pleasure boat in the Yokohama Harbor, I watched the world's largest clock recede through an early June drizzle. The Cosmoclock 21 is a digital display mounted in the center of an enormous Ferris wheel swirling with carnival lights. Time is an amusement park ride. It disappeared as we motored into the glittering nocturnal realm of the Shiohama Canal, whose intricate skyline of smoke and steel reflected shakily on the black water around us, intensified by low storm clouds. My husband, Brad, and I were on a nighttime industrial jungle cruise with a group that included two expat friends from New Orleans I hadn't seen in years. We passed by refineries, oil terminals, and steel mills along this dredged shipping channel of the Sumida River, cut through with a network of canals and man-made islands. The yellow logo that adorned the tour company's brochure had transformed its Japanese characters into stylized pipes, valves, and smokestacks. Language as refinery. The crew served up a toxic green complimentary drink, the name of which translated as Night of Deepening Memory. Brad joked that this sounded like something we'd serve at the ECRG. Adjusting our hats and jackets in the tumult of the wet salt air, he and I explained to the others that 6 months earlier, at the start of the year, we'd struck up what we called an existential crisis reading group with some friends back home in New Orleans. The usual response, a blend of bemusement, appreciation, skepticism, invoking the ECRG within that ethereal nightscape amid mass.